Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately who are feeling exhausted by something that happens dozens of times every single day. Your little one interrupts you constantly. They can't wait for anything. And you're wondering, is this ever going to get better? I want you to take a deep breath with me right now, because I have something really important to tell you. You are not alone in this. And more importantly, what you're experiencing is not a sign that something is wrong with your child or with your parenting. What you're seeing is actually your child's brain doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing at age 4 or 5. Let me explain what the magic book taught me about this, and I promise, by the end of our time together today, you're going to feel so much more hopeful and empowered. So here's what's happening inside your child's amazing, growing brain. The part of the brain that controls impulse control, that helps us wait patiently and think before we act, is called the prefrontal cortex. And at age 4 or 5, that part of your child's brain is still very much under construction. It's like a beautiful building that's only partway built. The foundation is there, the framework is going up, but it's nowhere near finished yet. Research from the National Academies of Sciences tells us that the most rapid increase in inhibitory control, that's the fancy term for being able to stop yourself from doing something, happens between ages 5 and 8. Your 4 or 5-year-old is right at the very beginning of this journey. They're not interrupting you because they're rude or because they don't care about what you're saying. They're interrupting because their brain literally hasn't developed the ability to hold that thought and wait for the right moment yet. And here's something else the magic book showed me that I find absolutely wonderful. When your child interrupts you or can't wait, they're actually practicing something really important. Every single time they feel that urge to speak or act immediately, and every time you help them learn to pause, their brain is building new pathways. Those patience muscles, as I like to call them, are getting stronger with every single practice opportunity. Claire Lerner, who's a child development specialist at an organization called 0 to 3, says something beautiful. She says, if you acknowledge your child's struggle, they'll naturally try harder. Isn't that powerful? When we see our children's interrupting not as misbehavior, but as a genuine struggle with a skill they're still learning, everything shifts. We can respond with patience instead of frustration. And when we do that, we're actually teaching them the very skill we want them to develop. Now I know what you might be thinking. Okay, Inara, that's all very interesting, but what do I actually do when my child interrupts me for the 47th time today? I'm so glad you asked, because the magic book and I have some really practical strategies for you. First, model patience yourself. I know, that's easier said than done when you're tired and you've been interrupted all day long. But here's the thing. Your child is always watching you and learning from you. When you're stuck in traffic and you take a deep breath and say, "This is frustrating, but we'll get there when we get there," your child is absorbing that lesson. When you're waiting in line at the store and you stay calm and maybe even make it fun by playing a little game together, you're showing them what patience looks like in action. Second, use what experts call reflective listening. This is where you put words to what your child is feeling. When they're bouncing up and down because they want something right now, you might say, "I can see you're really excited and it's hard to wait. You're doing such a good job trying to be patient." This does 2 really important things. It helps your child feel seen and understood, which actually calms their nervous system. And it gives them the vocabulary to express their feelings, which over time helps them manage those feelings better. Third, keep your expectations developmentally appropriate. Asking a 4-year-old to wait quietly for an hour is just too much. Their brain isn't ready for that yet. But asking them to wait for 5 minutes while you finish a phone call, that's something you can work toward. And here's a wonderful trick. Use a visual timer. You can get a simple sand timer or use a timer app on your phone. When your child can see the time passing, it makes waiting feel more concrete and manageable. You might say, when the sand reaches the bottom, then it will be your turn to talk. That gives them something to focus on besides the waiting itself. Fourth, help your child develop their own strategies for waiting. You might ask them, "What can we do while we're waiting? Should we count the cars going by? Should we sing a quiet song? Should we take some deep breaths together?" When you involve them in figuring out how to pass the time, you're teaching them that waiting doesn't have to be empty and boring. It can be an opportunity for connection or creativity. And here's something else that's really beautiful. There's a story in the Book of Inara called The Listening Heart Center. In this story, Ethan and Sophia discover a magical volunteer center where something wonderful happens. They learn that, when they practice quiet listening, when they wait patiently instead of rushing, they can hear their inner wisdom. They discover that silence and patience actually reveal important insights that they would have missed if they'd rushed ahead. This story is so perfect for children who are learning about impulse control and waiting, because it shows them in a magical, engaging way that good things come from patience. When Ethan and Sophia learn to listen quietly at the center, they're able to match helpers with the perfect community service opportunities. They see that waiting and listening lead to better outcomes than interrupting or rushing. After you read this story with your child, you can create your own listening heart moment together. You might sit quietly for just 10 or 15 seconds, maybe with your hands on your hearts, and then talk about what you noticed. Did you hear your breathing? Did you notice how your body felt? Did any thoughts or feelings come up? This gives your child a concrete, positive experience of what waiting and listening can feel like. And here's what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. Every single time your child practices waiting, even if it's just for a few seconds, even if they don't do it perfectly, they're building those patience muscles. The Child Mind Institute reminds us that self-regulation is a teachable skill. It develops through coaching, through breaking challenging tasks into manageable steps, and through practice, practice, practice. Your child is not going to wake up one day and suddenly have perfect impulse control. This is a gradual process that unfolds over years. But with your patient support, with your modeling, with your gentle guidance, they will get there. And in the meantime, every moment you spend acknowledging their struggle, every time you help them find a strategy for waiting, every story you share that shows patience in action, you're giving them such a precious gift. You know, the magic book whispers something to me that I want to share with you. It says that patience is not about being still and silent and perfect. Patience is about trusting that good things take time. It's about believing that the waiting itself has value. And when we can help our children see waiting not as punishment or frustration, but as a natural part of life that can even be peaceful or interesting, we're teaching them something that will serve them for their entire lives. So the next time your little one interrupts you, take a breath. Remember that their brain is still growing. Remember that they're not trying to drive you crazy, they're trying to learn a really hard skill. And remember that you are exactly the right parent to help them learn it. Your patience with their impatience is teaching them more than you know. The Book of Inara is here to support you on this journey. We have stories like the Listening Heart Center that make these big concepts accessible and magical for young children. And we have a whole community of parents who understand exactly what you're going through. You're doing such a beautiful job, wonderful parent. Keep going. Keep breathing. Keep modeling patience even when it's hard. Your child is learning from you every single day, and they're so lucky to have you. With love and starlight, Inara.